Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. Love that passage. What a beautiful, beautiful picture there. It's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. It's Thursday, halfway through the month of August 2019, and I know lots of friends and families getting ready to go back to school. I know my kids, they go back next week. And you know how it is, that gap between, okay, we need to start going to bed early now so we get ready for school next week so it wouldn't be so hard getting up. And, yeah, we're trying to start that. What? Go to bed at a decent hour? So, yeah, we're getting ready to go back in the more focused schedules now. So pray for us and just pray for the families and the kids going back to school. I know there's probably lots of anxiousness. I remember growing up myself and getting back to school, you know, with your back to school clothes and the new schedule and possibly new classes and friends and such. So, yeah, just pray for the children as they get back into the swing of things for the brand new school year. Well, I was looking at the calendar the other day, and I see our friends at the St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library. They're in St. Joseph. They're having their annual book and audio sale going on this month or during normal business hours. You get to purchase any books and CDs and DVDs that they have available, and you pay what you want. This is their annual book and audio sale that they do each and every year, going on through August 29th, and it will take place during the normal library hours. St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library, located right there on North 3rd Street in St. Joseph. More details on that, by the way, you can just head on over to our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Well, coming up here today for Mark and friends here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about really sharing our testimony. You know, part of just witnessing, of course, we share the gospel. Of course, we use scripture. Of course, we do all those things. But part of that is to share what God has done in your life. So today we're going to be talking about sharing our testimony from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on listener-supported Great News Radio.
darkness veils His lovely face. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Trusting in You, Lord, His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay.
So much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Happy Thursday. Joey Kroll here with you. And I'll tell you what, there are many ways you can share your faith. I know there are many organizations out there on how to share the gospel. And I think one organization shares how you can use the fingers on your hand and share the gospel. I think another organization has the three circles to share the gospel. And all of them are great. And there's dozens and dozens and dozens, countless ways how to share the gospel, but also God uses our testimony. And so today, for the Thursday edition of Mark and Ferds, we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. And that's a difficult thing for a lot of people. Seriously, just be honest here. That's a difficult thing, how to organize it, how to share it, and how to turn it around and so forth. And so today we're going to be talking about how to share your testimony. If you have your Bible, turn, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2 today. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, if you're driving, don't worry about it. I'll just read it here for you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Watch this. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which with he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Love those passages. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. Though as believers in Christ today, we are alive in Christ. Hallelujah. But we must never forget where we came from. We were dead in our sins, the Bible says. You know, many of us know folks who were in a coma in the hospital. Or we hear stories of people who were basically a vegetable. They're alive, but in a sense, they're not. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. Yeah, we may have had a pulse, we may have had a heartbeat, but we were dead, not just dead, we were dead in our sins. And in the book of John, Jesus says, if you do not believe that I am he, you will surely die in your sins. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. And we also follow the course of this world. I'll tell you what, this world, you see the headlines, you look at the news stories, you look at social media, it's amazing. It just makes you scratch your head and say, Jesus, Lord, you can come at any time now, really. You know, and it's easy for me to look at some news stories, see something goofy. There was a person I was just I saw just a few weeks ago who married themselves. I mean, what? That's so weird. That's not even biblical. What is that? Doesn't even make sense. It's so weird. You know, it's so easy to look at the headlines and say, what is wrong with you? But friend, you and I, before coming to Christ, we were just like them. We were following, just like them, the course of this world. Following the prince of the power of the air, the Bible says. Following Satan, we were sons and daughters of disobedience. We all once lived in the passions of our flesh, the desires of the body. The Bible called us children of wrath by nature. We were dead in our sins. But the Bible says, but God, being rich in mercy, hallelujah, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive. It's like God coming over with those spiritual paddles and shocking us and bringing life back to us through his son, Jesus. And today we're talking about how to share your testimony. Your testimony, dear friend, should consist of three things. One, what your life looked like before coming to Christ. What your life looked like before coming to Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 painted a picture of what our life looked like before coming to Christ, right? What does your life look like? What did it look like before coming to Jesus? Many of us, we have a testimony. You with me? And some of us, we may have grew up in the church. I grew up in a certain denomination. It was just more works-based and just kind of going through the motions. And I had the foundation of God and a little bit of Jesus and all of that stuff. But the relationship wasn't there. I knew about God, but I didn't know him. What did your life look like before coming to Christ? Another element, an important element of your testimony is not only what your life looked like before coming to Christ, but talk about how you came to Christ. Many of us, we maybe were sitting in a Sunday morning, pastor preach a message, and you felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And you walked down that aisle, you raised your hand, and you dedicated your life. You confessed your sins to Him. You did business with God, so to speak. So your testimony, it should consist of what life looked like, what it looked like before coming to Christ, but also how you came to Christ. And finally, the third point, an important point of your testimony, is your life since coming to Christ. For me, I remember it took me a few years since coming to Christ to really get serious about my walk with Him. I've had elements of up and down early on in my walk with Him, the roller coaster, doing great, and then having a few months of just kind of doing my own thing, so on and so forth. And I think it was probably 2009, 2010, where I really got serious about my walk with Him. So as you share your testimony, as you write it, as you build it, as you put it together, as you try to share it with folks, make sure it consists of three things. One, what your life looked like before coming to Christ. Number two, that moment, how you came to Christ. But also, your life since coming to Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, probably two of the greatest words in the Bible right there. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places."
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee.
You are holy, holy.
Chris Chapman in Holy, Holy, Holy. You're listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it through our audio archive section at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope and pray that you have a good rest of your Thursday. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day.